The Mac Review Cast, Episode 1, 50405. Thanks for downloading.
From the beautiful Pacific Northwest, SurfBits.com proudly presents the Mac Review Cast. We'll look at all the great software, hardware, websites, and companies that make using a Mac something special. Now, please welcome the producer of SurfBits, Tim Verporten.
Hello, I'm Tim, and welcome to the Mac Review Cast. I'd like to thank you for listening to our very first podcast. Before I get started, let me give you some information about the podcast and some early ideas we had for the structure of the show. We plan on giving you hardware, software, websites, and companies that Mac users should know about. Now, we might use some of the reviews done on our SurfBits site, but we'll also be giving you reviews of products not mentioned on SurfBits before. Although I've introduced myself, let me tell you a little bit more. I've been the publisher of SurfBits since it started back in 2000 as an internet website guide. After I purchased my Thai book in 2001, I fell in love with the Mac and decided to make SurfBits a Mac Switcher's website. The Mac Review Cast is based out of Yakima, Washington. They call it the Palm Springs of Washington. It's a desert climate with summer temps over 100 degrees and very low rainfall amounts. It's on the other side of the mountains, the Cascades, from Seattle. Now, we're recording the podcast on a Kel mic with an Alesis USB mixer and my old Thai book. Obviously, as the podcast grows, so will our hardware. I'll try to work on the sound levels from week to week until we can achieve the levels that some of the top podcasts have. Speaking of the other podcasts, we want to thank Todd over at Geek News Central for all the help he gave me, Adam at the MacCast, and Paul over at The Point and Podcast Rigs for all their advice and for getting us at SurfBits interested in podcasting. My personal iPods are filled with music that just doesn't get listened to anymore. I find myself spending every free minute I have listening to all the great podcasts available. The Mac Review Cast's goal is to be part of the list of quality tech podcasts out there. Therefore, any ideas, comments, or suggestions for reviews can be sent to surfbits@gmail.com. And there's other contact info that can be found over at themacreviewcast.com. or surf-bits.com. Now, as something a little different, each episode will have an associated photo gallery on my smugmug.com account. So if you go to surfbits.smugmug.com and click on the Mac Review Cast gallery, you'll see the episode 1 photos of the products I'm reviewing and screenshots of the websites or companies we're talking about. So we look forward to hearing your response to the photo gallery along with the podcast. Finally, the format of this podcast is set to be about 15 minutes of reviews a week. Today's first podcast will be a bit longer because we're introducing ourselves and touching on a few other topics. We may go to 2 podcasts per week, but nothing set in stone. We're looking forward to your feedback to guide us, so please feel free to let us know what you'd like to see and what you'd like to hear on the podcast. Now, the first product I'd like to talk about is the Altic Lansing InMotion IM3 Portable Audio System. Altic Lansing came out with one of the first portable external audio systems for the iPod shortly after the iPod's release. The original InMotion was a hit from the very beginning. The sound for such a little speaker array was nothing short of amazing. I always took my InMotion on overnight trips because I folded it up and it was so compact and light. It was no different than hauling around an alarm clock. Now, when my wife got her iPod, it took about a week before she confiscated my InMotion to listen to her books on tape while she went about her daily chores. The battery in the InMotion allowed us to take it outside while we were gardening or along on a cookout or out on the pontoon. There was very little about the InMotion that we did not like. Well, along came the InMotion IM3, and we both thought that would be very little different from the original, but Altic Lansing proved us wrong. The new version is smaller and easier to carry. It has better sound. And my favorite feature is a tiny remote control that lets me stay in my Lazy Boy and start and stop and change tracks and change volume. I never imagined how much use I'd get out of a remote, but when you're laid out in the Lazy Boy or half asleep in a bed, the remote is worth the upgrade itself. Now, if Alta Glancing could only make a remote that'd get me a cold beer. Well, let's look at the features in the new InMotion IM3. First, it's crystal clear sound from four custom designed 28mm micro drivers. Surprisingly deep bass with the revolutionary Max Bass technology. It has a wireless remote and built-in controls. It has a built-in docking station which provides the same synchronization, data transfer, and recharging options as your iPod dock. It has extra long battery life using a highly efficient Class D amplifier that delivers more than 24 hours of continuous playback with four AA batteries. It has a protective carrying case, automatic shutdown, convenient secondary input jack for connection with other audio and devices, which you could use for laptops, older iPods, and other MP3 players. The cable for this is included. It has a lightweight design and folds to close at about 15 ounces. It's 8 inches wide, 1.1 inch deep, and 5.5 inches high. The adapter for the iPod Mini is also included. Now, I just cannot tell you how much we listen to our music, podcasts, and audiobooks on the InMotion. We use it as background music to fall asleep with, or just to listen while you work or carry on a conversation. I think the InMotion is worth every penny, and I would recommend it to anyone with an iPod and a need to share. Now, the InMotion IM3 is $179.95. The InMotion IM Mini is $129.95. And the InMotion IM Plus is $149.95. You can check them all out at www.alticlancing.com. Now we go from one extreme of an external audio system for your iPod to the other extreme. The Mac Alley PodWave is a tiny set of speakers that plug into your earphone jack on the top of your iPod. The PodWave is cylindrical, about the size of a big cigar, and the length of the PodWave is about the same width as the original iPods were. The speakers are on both ends, and the PodWave needs a battery to work. Now, before I give you my comments on the PodWave, let's look at the feature list for Mac Alley. It's an ultra-portable, battery-operated mini stereo system for your iPod. It lets you enjoy iPod music without headsets or large wired external speakers. You can share music with friends anywhere, anytime. It has an on-off switch to save battery life when it's not in use. And it works great with an iPod or an iPod Mini alarm feature. It also works with an iPod or iPod Mini or any audio players with a 3.5mm jack. It uses a single AA battery, which is included, and lasts up to 8 hours of continuous use. Now, the retail price is $39. Now, I found that in a large open area, such as outside, or in a room with a large amount of ambient noise, I was unable to hear the podcast I was listening to. I also thought any music over the PodWave was best described as listening to an old AM portable radio. The PodWave only plugs into the earphone jack, so it's twisted around on top of the iPod, and that's a positive thing when you want to point the PodWave speakers towards you and another listener. Maybe I'm just getting old and losing my hearing or something, but I really had a hard time hearing my iPod clearly over the PodWave. It's an ultra-portable solution to listening to your iPod, and it has quite a few benefits, but I'm not certain if it's worth $39 to me when I was having such a hard time hearing through it. But you make your own decision, and if there's anyone listening out there that has a PodWave and is happy with it, please email me and I'll give you equal time. Now, the next item I'd like to talk about is a company. The name of the company is RadTech.us. When I ordered my Thai book, the first thing I did was check out some forums and websites about issues which I may encounter with my PowerBook. I found that the LCD was so thin that there were times when the keyboard would imprint itself into the LCD and in extreme cases damage the screen. I also found that the hinges were causing some users trouble and needed to be adjusted from time to time. I wanted to address these things if they developed, and one website kept coming up as the place to find solutions. It was RadTech at radtech.us. And what a find they've been for me. John at RadTech started in 1998 providing digital solutions for the medical field. The products he produced to make Macs more rugged for his clients were received with open arms by the whole Mac community. They started with just good, creative ideas for laptops. For example, WildEeps. WildEeps are display cushions that provide a solid, stable, and insulated display to chassis interface for Macs and PC notebooks. They also allow for uniform display-to-top case clearance. These nearly invisible and non-reflective spring-like pads effectively prevent the screen edges from contacting the case and aid in maintaining clearance between the screen and the lower chassis. I also love the screensavers. A screensaver is a combination display protection, cleaning, and refinishing system for all notebooks. Now, they're made from a super soft optic fabric. Screensaver is a non-woven, ultra-thin, advanced polishing fabric. They're so thin and soft that they store between the screen and chassis of your notebook when it's closed. Now, I combine a screensaver with a set of WildEeps display cushions for the ultimate in laptop protection. RadTech also sells specially designed tools for your laptop hinges, and they also have their industry-acclaimed cleaning and polishing products, OmniCleans and Ice Cream. What you do is use them on products like iPods, iBooks, PDAs, and cell phones. They all can benefit from the ease of use and the power of Ice Cream. Ice Cream makes scuffed-up plastic products look like new. But recently, RadTech has added to their product line with a set of cases that are strong, beautiful, and unique in design. They call them the Mac Truck. The Mac Truck closely envelops your PowerBook with an ultra-tough aluminum alloy shell that's rugged enough to drive a truck over. And that's just for starters. Mac Truck is also designed to protect your notebook while in use. In fact, once you place your notebook into a Mac Truck, you may never need or want to take it out. Mac Truck allows full use of your machine, as well as full access to all parts, all while safely cradled in Mac Truck's high-density poly padding. Now, the products that RadTech provides are like a grocery list for anyone using a Mac. Bluetooth mice and adapters, cases, and bags of all types. They have cleaning supplies, covers, and every day it seems that RadTech announces another unique product. All I can say is when a Mac owner asks me what I suggest, I always tell them to visit radtech.us. They are truly one of the companies that make using a Mac so special. As a final item, I'd like to mention a website that every iTunes user needs to know about. It's called Doug's Apple Scripts for iTunes. You can find it at www.dougscripts.com. AppleScript is a simple Macintosh-only programming language that can control and automate actions on your Mac. Now, AppleScripts written for iTunes can manage files and track information. It can create playlists, interact with other applications, and perform many other tasks which otherwise would be repetitive and time-consuming. Doug has 335 of these free scripts available for you to download. He has them listed by the most popular and by the newest. He has tips and facts about the Apple scripts, and he has them separated by categories. It's a real labor of love, and we thank him for his efforts. Again, visit his website at www.dougscripts.com. Now, to keep the podcast close to the 15-minute mark, I'll end it with a few reminders. Please visit us at MacReviewCast.com and SurfBits.com. You'll find links to the photos and products of the sites we reviewed, and can also subscribe to the podcast, see the show notes, and contact us. Thank you again for listening, and please tell your friends about the Mac Review Cast at www.macreviewcast.com.